You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland will reopen to all of New South Wales at the start of next month after Greater Sydney recorded 4 weeks without any new mystery COVID-19 cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Victorians will also be allowed in on December the 1st if the state goes another day without any community transmission. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Janet Young, says opening up to South Australia isn't an option at the moment due to the COVID-19 cluster in Parafield.
We're still waiting to see how their outbreak unfolds. It's been really good so far. They've had only small numbers. They're up to 27 yesterday. We just have to see what happens in that first incubation period. So we were first notified of a case around 10 days ago on that Saturday. So we now have to see what other cases come out of that. They've had a really good rapid response down there. So they had another case yesterday, which was 8 days after that person had been exposed. So we just need to wait for a little bit longer before we can decide what needs to happen.
South Australia's Chief Public Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, says there were almost 7,000 tests conducted in the past 24 hours. She says she'd like to see between 8,000 and 9,000 tests each day.
We have had people who have presented in this particular cluster with very little, if no symptoms whatsoever. We aren't doing a push to have asymptomatic or people without symptoms randomly tested. So we're not going around door knocking and saying, you know, we're going to test everybody in this particular area. But if you're at all concerned, particularly if you have even mild symptoms, even if you think it's probably hay fever, but I'll just get tested just to be on the safe side, do go and get tested.
Two returned travellers in hotel quarantine in Adelaide have now been linked to the Parafield cluster. SA Health initially thought that the couple had acquired COVID-19 overseas, but genomic testing shows the couple has the same strain of the virus as those in the Parafield cluster, which now stands at 29 cases. To Victoria, and that state has decided to borrow heavily to try to stimulate its economy. It will spend almost $50 billion over 4 years. Delivering the Victorian budget, Treasurer Tim Pallas says the borrowing will be sustainable.
We're borrowing to keep Victoria's economy and livelihood afloat. The Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia has been clear about the economic prescription for these unprecedented times. Increase your borrowings. In his own words, it is a change that is entirely manageable and affordable, and it is the right thing to do. The Andrews Labor government agrees with this prescription.
Victoria has no active COVID-19 cases for the first time in nearly 9 months. A man in his 90s was discharged from hospital on Monday, just days after his wife was also cleared of the virus. Dr. Rhonda Stewart from Monash Health in Melbourne says doctors had feared the couple might not survive after they tested positive in early October.
And when they came in, they were very unwell. We actually at one stage thought they may not make it. They were so unwell. But they got amazing care from the team, the medical and nursing staff on the wards, and everybody looking after them did an amazing job. And then they gradually improved, and we were able to release the wife home last week, and he left last night and also was released from quarantine. So good news story.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has admitted she breached health rules last week by failing to isolate while waiting for the result of a coronavirus test. Ms. Berejiklian says she didn't have any COVID-like symptoms but took a rapid test as a precaution after she started losing her voice. Instead of complying with the health advice and isolating while awaiting the result, she's told Channel 9 she continued working in her office until she received the negative result.
In hindsight, I should have shut my door and not had any contact for 90 minutes, but I didn't do that. I just acted normal, and I can't tell you what I did in that time because I can't remember. Okay. But I'm sure what I do know is I'd left my door open so people could have come in and out.
And Labor is supporting a push from Qantas for all passengers travelling on international flights to and from Australia to show proof that they've had a COVID-19 vaccine before boarding the plane. The opposition's Bill Shorten agrees with the idea and says those who don't want a vaccine can choose not to travel overseas.
Alan Joyce is on the money. We should make sure that people have the vaccine before they go overseas. You know, Qantas is $2 billion down, courtesy of COVID-19. Thousands of jobs have been lost.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.